We've got a question here for Max, and this is from Tamire, who says, how does colour affect how children think about food? Is there any kind of relationship between the influence of colour on food? You know, why do we not want to eat sort of blue peas or something? What do you reckon, Max?
Well, the whole blue thing, actually, I was doing a bit of reading about it, and the argument was that there's nothing blue that occurs in nature, and therefore people don't want to eat blue food substances. But I think it was Skittles or Smarties came out with a blue sweet and found it was actually quite popular. So I don't think it's as much the colour in itself, but it's the association that we give between the colour and the food. And so sort of taste and flavour has often been, you know, if you think about the two senses that sort of immediately spring to mind, that sort of taste and smell. And so people are realising that the perception of flavour is sort of more multi-sensory than we ever thought. And obviously vision is one of those things. Colour back in the day would have alerted us to a poisonous berry or the ripeness of a fruit or the safety of an old piece of meat. But I think when it comes to sort of associations, we want something to taste how we expect it to based on vision. And so, like you were saying, why someone wouldn't want to eat a blue pea, in the 1970s, they did quite famous and actually quite a cruel study where they brought in subjects to eat French fries and steak, and they appeared normal, but actually they were sort of specially engineered lights to make them look normal. And actually halfway through the meal, after all the subjects had said they were having a rather nice time, they sort of turn on the normal lights to reveal that the steak was actually blue and the French fries were green. And upon doing that, apparently some people ran to the toilet and got sick. So I think when it comes to colour and food, it's the association. So there have been lots of studies where they sort of take a cherry flavoured drink, they dye it orange, and people sort of taste an orange flavoured drink. Wine sommeliers, they've managed to trick them into sort of thinking that a white wine was red.
That's quite common, isn't it, Max, when that happens? Because there's quite an easy experiment you can do where you just pour two glasses of white wine or whatever, and you tell people that one's red and one's white, and can they tell the difference? They're identical, and they all fall for it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's one thing doing it to your mate on a Friday night, but the fact that they managed to do it to wine sommeliers was quite an interesting one. They also even found that the way that they described two white wines was dependent on the sort of lighting of the room. And so I think colour in food is very important because it sort of gives us these associations, and we expect something to taste how it looks, and the fact that when you sort of trick these associations, you see how important they are. And I think even the packaging has been shown to, so I mean, this is something people could try at home. If you put salt and vinegar crisps in a cheese and onion packet and give it to a mate or give it to mum or dad and see if they manage to pick up on it. But studies have shown that just by changing the packaging, you can actually change the flavour someone...
Well, it did make stale food taste fresh by putting headphones on people, feeding them off crisps, you know, the crisps that are gone all soft,
yeah,
and playing the crunching noises when the people were eating the stale crisps and they thought they were fresh, because your brain sort of integrates the crinkliness. And that's why the packets are really crinkly, and sort of those packets of crisps, when you open them, they make loads of noise, because when you make that nice crinkly noise, it's a sort of an association your brain makes. Fresh things tend to be ripe and turgid,
crunchy,
and sort of... Yeah, or crunchy. And yeah, therefore your brain says, oh, it must be fresh. And so it sort of, it transfers and makes the food taste fresher than perhaps it is.
Yeah, and I mean, apparently a lot of these sort of food companies have sound engineering departments who actually try and sort of design ways to make food sound even nicer, in the same way that people will do the same with packaging and drinks. And I think it's something the food industry is all too aware of. So word of warning, we are all being exploited every single day by the food industry, because they've sort of tapped into our brain.
Oh, well, there you go. Here's a question for you, Chris.